Picketing by anti-busing forces in Pontiac today forced the closing of two General Motors plants. The sprawling Fisher Body plant was shut down early today after 60% of the workers failed to report. That sparked the closing later in the morning of a Pontiac assembly plant, which draws bodies from the Fisher facility. The picketing was coordinated by the National Action Group. Mrs. Irene McCabe said the pickets will be back in an effort to block the afternoon shift. She said the demonstration is to show the group's power. More news in a moment.
Now you can protect your home and property better with a Dusk to Dawn outdoor security lighting system from Fisher Flack of Saginaw. This security system offers a low operating cost to you, plus a long life, easy installation, and low maintenance cost, plus a modern mercury vapor, and the complete package includes hardware, photocell, and lamp. Available for immediate installation from your electrical contractor. Fisher Flack also carries for the office or apartment an alert alarm system, your plug-in policeman that protects against intruders with instant plug-in security. Yes, any movement triggers this alarm. Alert alarm will center the entire area with silent ultrasonic sound waves. The raising of a window, the breakage of glass, or even the movement of a hand puts alert alarm into action to give you ultra protection. Stop in today and see these security systems at Fisher Flack's Modern Living Gallery, 2115 Ross near Sheridan in Saginaw. Open weekdays 8 to 5, Monday nights till 8 p.m., and anytime by appointment. Closed Saturdays.
In Detroit today, Federal District Judge Damon Keith refused to order a large force of marshals into Pontiac to preserve order. Keith said the situation has eased to a point where federal intervention is not necessary. Michigan's Democratic Party has filed suit challenging a state law dealing with selection of delegates to national political conventions. The lawsuit in U.S. District Court asks that delegates to the county conventions be picked on a one-man, one-vote basis. It also asks that they be reelected and that the ones elected 13 months ago be displaced. Striking Oakland County Community College teachers are in circuit court today as they continue a challenge to a back-to-work court order. The teachers reportedly are considering the offer of last year's contract by the school board. The board last night rejected a tentative contract agreement with the teachers. Strikes also are continuing at Oakland University and in Warren, Waterford, Trenton, and the Dearborn Heights No. 7 districts. In world and national news, unidentified terrorists threw rocks and firebombs at a Roman Catholic church where Senator George McGovern was meeting with the Vietnamese today. The senator was shaken but unhurt. Four American helicopters have been shot down in the Mekong Delta. A fifth has crashed for unknown reasons. A former helicopter pilot at My Lai told today of seeing 75 bodies in a ditch in the area and 15 bodies at another spot. But Dan Millens told a court-martial at Fort Meade, Maryland, that he never was questioned about what he might have seen. The court-martial is trying Colonel Orrin Henderson on charges of failure to make an adequate investigation of the My Lai incident. Spokesman for the machine tool industry, the National Association of Manufacturers, and other business interests endorsed President Nixon's tax program today. They spoke out particularly in favor of the proposed resumption of the tax investment tax credit. But consumer advocate Ralph Nader said the administration has not presented enough data in support of the proposal. Nader also said if the credit is restored, it should be for only a limited period. But Melvin Holm of the NAM said it should be reinstated permanently. Here's the weather. This afternoon, mostly sunny and warmer. The high will be 78 to 84. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 50s. Tomorrow, variable cloudiness and cooler, highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s. Winds southwesterly increasing to 10 to 18 miles an hour this afternoon, becoming northwesterly 10 to 20 miles an hour by late this evening, continuing Wednesday. Within the hour at Houghton Lake, clear and 66 degrees. At Grand Rapids, clear and 73. Lansing, 69. Flint, 65. At Detroit, 72. In the Upper Peninsula at Houghton, partly cloudy, 59 degrees. Marquette, 68. And at the Sioux, 64. At the Tri-City Airport, under clear skies, 71 degrees. The wind is from the southwest at 9 miles an hour. The pressure is 29 and 68 hundredths and falling.
The noon news has been brought to you by Fisher Flack Incorporated, 2115 Russ Street in Saginaw, featuring the finest in kitchen cabinets, appliances, and lighting fixtures in northeastern Michigan. Open Monday nights till 8 p.m.